This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be hosting the rest of the hour with Owen Schroyer here today. There's so much breaking news. I want to play the inventor of mRNA technology on the war room of another name. I guess we admire him. But here he is talking about why everybody's getting sick, had the vaccines. We're going to come back and give you the rest of the story on the other side.
That is not necessarily a bestseller, but we publish an intelligence briefing on every violation of the biological and chemical weapons treaties that people have signed around the world. And it's a phone book that tells you where and who and who's funding and
stop
and
it. Stop it. Yeah, this is what happens when I'm on the road, and once the mistakes start, just the whole cluster thing breaks down, the whole show falls apart. It's not the crew's fault. It's my fault here. So we'll cut this out of the rebroadcast. I just keep screwing up here more and more, ladies and gentlemen, because that's another scientist that was on the program with the war, and then David Martin is another individual, and then we're going to play David Barner also out of the Pfizer reports. So that's coming up next segment. I'm going to get this nailed down, Owen. You go ahead and take over and cover the Capitol or whatever it is you're talking about. Then I'm going to get these clips lined up here, exactly what's going on. Okay, thank you.
Okay, let me just go ahead, and I've got some other news that we can cover here that has pretty much been uncovered in the media, and while it's not necessarily as relevant as some of the other news we've been covering here today, it is relevant as an illustration that Joe Biden is not in control of the White House, and this is very dangerous for U.S. foreign policy. And that even the Democrat Party has panicked over something that has happened in the last couple of weeks that the media hasn't even reported on. And so here are the headlines. U.S. airstrike in Somalia is second this week against al-Shabaab. So were you aware that the U.S. was striking Somalia? Were you aware that the U.S. has been launching multiple strikes in Somalia? No, most people weren't. Including Congress, maybe even including Joe Biden. He might even not know what's going on. Boy, how dangerous is that? Who's running our military right now? Who's launching airstrikes in Somalia, and why? Think about it. Congress didn't even know it was going on. The Democrat Party didn't even know it was going on. I would bet you right now that Biden doesn't even know that it's going on. Who's running the military? Who's ordering the military to make these airstrikes? In Somalia. And so the Democrats are like, they find out about this and they're like, what the hell? What is going on? And so here's the story out of Politico. A very dangerous precedent. Democrats take aim at Biden's Somalia airstrikes. You really think Biden's in control? You really think Biden is making these orders? Of course not. So somebody's doing this. Somebody needs to be arrested. Somebody needs to be indicted for illegally striking Somalia. But see, you may recall when Biden was vice president, he might not remember this, Obama was launching drone strikes all over the Middle East, and he lied about it and said that it wasn't going on. There were no drone strikes. Then you had a whistleblower, Daniel Hale, who released all of the documents of all the drone strikes that Obama had approved and then lied about. He released that. Well, he has now been charged and he faces 45 months in prison. A whistleblower who saw that our government was lying to us, who saw that Barack Obama was lying about airstrikes, Barack Obama murdering people in the Middle East on the U.S.'s name and dime, and then lying about it because he was the anti-war candidate. No, he lied about that too. He's a total fraud. But the individual that leaked those documents and blew the whistle and told the world, no, we are doing these airstrikes, Obama did approve these airstrikes, he faces 45 months in prison. So what the hell is going on? So good members of the military and the intelligence department who blow the whistle on government corruption when it comes to war, they face 45 months in jail. But somebody's launching airstrikes in Somalia, and nobody knows who, and there's no questions asked.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week. So take action now while you still can.
Well, you know, national anthem. If you've been watching the Olympics, a lot of great Americans have taken gold medals. And you know what? They're not like the spoiled crybaby professional athletes that want to make a political statement during our national anthem and take a knee or whatever else they'd want to do to protest America. No, they stand up, they put their hand on their heart, they sing along, even though they're muzzled. What an embarrassment that is. And, you know, it's sad, yet another situation with this Simone Biles debacle where a quitter and a winebag spoiled athlete steals the show from all the true athletes that deserve our attention and our praise and our support. Not the quitters, but the winners that love this country. And so there have been a lot of great American athletes that you can tell are patriotic and you can tell love this country. And it's sad that the liberals and the losers who want to spit on America and spit on our flag steal the attention away from the great American athletes that are still winning gold and love this country and whose family loves this country. And so, you know, it's just the Simone Biles thing is another example. And, you know, I'm beginning to wonder about the whole Simone Biles debacle. Because you don't forget the Colin Kaepernick Nike situation. Simone Biles is a Nike athlete. And so I won't go too deep into that, but the crew played the national anthem. I wasn't planning on talking about that today. But, you know, it really makes me wonder. Nike got to Kaepernick and made him quit. And then he became a political pundit. And I've never seen Simone Biles say anything political. But it doesn't mean it might not happen in the future. And how convenient that she just quits in the middle of the biggest event of her life, a Nike athlete, and then gets all the attention for it and all the praise from the liberal media. And then the other odd thing about this, too, is during the Olympics, they're running their propaganda pretty much 24/7. The Olympics have just been turned into a propaganda machine now, sadly, with the face masks and everything else. In between the lines, though, you can still see great Americans competing and winning. But it really makes you wonder. Simone Biles quits in the middle of her competition, gets all the praise in the media. She's a Nike athlete, just like Colin Kaepernick. It all seems really suspicious. And then when you see the propaganda that they're running during the commercial breaks and how almost every messaging during the commercial breaks is either directly or subliminally about how you're depressed, you're having a mental disorder and you need help. And then you have Simone Biles, who's in all of these different ad campaigns as well. So you have Simone Biles sandwiched in between ads telling you that you have a mental problem, that you're depressed. And then you see Simone Biles, and then another ad following it says that winning isn't everything. Really is suspicious. What are the odds that all those stars align for a Nike athlete to quit in the middle of the Olympics and then get praised for it just like Colin Kaepernick did? But I want to digress on that. I wasn't even planning on talking about that, but the crew played the national anthem, so I just couldn't help myself. It was on my mind. Now, we are going to be rejoined by Alex coming up in the next segment. We're getting all these video clips in order. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, Alex on vacation this week. I wish he would actually take a real vacation, but he can't do it. It's just impossible. And so we're getting all these clips aligned with Alex right now to make sure that when we come back, we can have it all correct. Now, again, we covered this the other day, but I want to bring it up because I think it kind of dovetails with the fact that our military is launching airstrikes in Somalia, and seemingly nobody even knows who's launching it. Nobody has any idea what's going on. We're bombing Somalia, and the Biden administration has made no comments on it. The Democrats in Congress said, what the hell's going on? You didn't vote. There's no congressional approval. You're illegally striking Somalia, and the media is silent on it as well. That's kind of a big story. Kind of a big deal. Makes the Biden administration look really, really bad. And so I guess that's why the media is not covering it. But as all of this craziness is developing, Vladimir Putin is building two new doomsday planes as a mobile command centers in the event of nuclear war, because Putin sees the tea leaves and he sees that the globalist American empire is out of control. And he also sees that the world is waking up to all this corruption. And he knows that the most dangerous animal is the one that's cornered with its fangs out and in desperation may do anything. And that's kind of the situation that the globalist American empire is in right now. Their deadly vaccines have been exposed. Their lies about COVID have been exposed. Their lies about January 6th have been exposed. Their lies about Donald Trump have been exposed. They stole the election. That's been exposed. So all of their massive crimes and lies, America is finally waking up to it. But in that process, in their mad scientist, corrupt government process, they look at that situation, and rather than just go out with dignity and admit that their plan for world domination failed, rather than just let the world go on and be free and live and not want to go under their tyranny, they would rather flip over the table or launch a nuclear war just to spite humanity not wanting to be enslaved by them. Just to spite humanity that doesn't want to take their forced deadly injections. And Putin knows that. And that's why he now has doomsday planes to basically run Russia from the air in case of a nuclear war. So, I mean, folks, you got to understand, when our military is striking Somalia and the White House doesn't even have a comment on it and Congress didn't even know that it happened, I mean, you should be having serious red flags going off. What the hell is going on? Who's running our military? I mean, that's some serious business right there. And, you know, we've barely even talked about the fact that our southern border is wide open. But see, ABC News has this story today. Earth Overshoot Day marks date planet has used up resources for the year. So this is this new thing. And they're just saying, oh, there's no more resources for planet Earth in the year 2021. Sorry. And of course, they're not fully executing this yet. They're just showing you that this is their plan for the future. So in the future, you know, by 2030, that's their really end game date here is, oh, once the Earth hits overshoot day, sorry, no more water for you, no more energy for you. You get shut off and until the end of the year, you get nothing. Good luck. Now, the irony here, obviously, you can imagine what's in the story. It's all about man-made climate change. Not just the irony of the fact that they now have man-made weather weapons and they're making weather in Dubai and in Russia and in China. Oh, no. That doesn't count for man-made global warming. That doesn't count for man-made climate change, even though it's literally man-made climate change. No, they don't count that. Just you, the human, wanting to heat your house, or you, the human, wanting to cool your house, or you, the human, wanting to drive a car. You're the problem. But in this story, where it talks about the Global Footprint Network and Earth Overshoot Day, where they just say Earth only has this much resources for a year, and as soon as you cross that threshold, you have to shut everything down. And they're even saying, well, we got 155 days left in the year. Now you get nothing. So for the next 155 days, because you overshot the Earth's resources and energy resources. You get nothing for 155 days now. Good luck. I guess you're just going to die, which is, of course, what they want. But yet in this story that demonizes CO2, says the U.S. is bad for CO2 emissions, there's once again, I'm not talking about the actual man-made weather, but there's once again something that's left out of this that should never be left out, but once again conveniently is omitted, and that is China. Really amazing, isn't it, how China doesn't have to curtail its carbon emissions, even though China emits more carbon into the atmosphere than every other industrialized nation combined. But no mention of China. No. China's not the problem. You, the dirty American. You, the dirty Westerner. You, the dirty human being who wants to drive a car or fly commercially, wants to heat your little apartment or family home. You're the bad person. You've just used up all the Earth's resources for the year, and so now for the next 155 days, it's death and desperation because of you, bad human. But China? Nah, not China. They don't have to stop doing anything because they run the whole show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Joined shortly by Alex Jones here. Elon Musk put up an interesting tweet today, which it seems like it's not that interesting. I'll explain why, though. Tesla AI Day, August 19th. Okay, seems kind of mundane, unimportant. But I learned this yesterday, and Elon Musk obviously knows this. Apparently, the number 19 is kind of a code word for AI, because A, first letter of the alphabet, I, ninth letter of the alphabet. Elon Musk knows that. That's why he said Tesla AI Day is on August 19th. So it's pretty incredible to think COVID-19 is actually an acronym. Guys, put yesterday's show from the War Room. We had a great guest on, Clay Clark, who was breaking this down. I'd never seen this before. I'd seen it before, but I'd never had someone break it down before. COVID-19 is actually an acronym, and 19 at the end of it is code for AI. It's all about the vaccine ID, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Alex Jones has joined us. We've got the video clips ready to go. Alex joins rejoins the Alex Jones Show. Alex, take it away.
Absolutely. And again, the crew is doing a great job. Everyone's doing a great job. I'm the one that's caused a little bit of a cattywampus problem here, because I thought Matt Bracken was hosting today. He wasn't, so that's actually okay. So now I don't have time to cover everything, but I do want to hear the great information Matt Bracken always has to offer. EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. So we'll have more from him coming up in the days to follow. And I had sent them some clips and had written the names down on all the clips, because, again, I'm on the road, and I'm doing this from the back porch of a little condo here at a fishing village where I'm trying to get my mind cleared out. But next segment, I'll tell the story in full about why I can't. I literally cannot walk down the street or go out on a fishing boat without hearing about people's family members being murdered with ventilators. And the people telling me this know their families were murdered. I'll talk about that coming up later in the next segment. But I've got three clips I really, really want to get to. The first is Dr. Robert Malone, and he is the inventor of the mRNA technology. He's launched billion-dollar companies. He believes in clean, good vaccines. But in the studying of mRNA with an application like this for spike protein, he warned a year ago that this would probably have problems. He's been very intense about it since then. And he went on the War Room, not Owen's War Room, but on the other War Room with Steve Bannon, who, again, I think does an excellent show. I disagree with some of his stuff and using our name for a show, but that's a side issue. Just mentioned the War Room thing, so it wouldn't be confusing. Our War Room is 3 p.m. Central, as you know, folks. But he does a great job. And he had Dr. Robert Malone on, laying out what we all predicted, what medical doctors predicted here, what epidemiologists predicted here, what the medical literature showed of why the majority of people that have taken the vaccine within 6 months start to get sick. That's what Dr. Tenpenny, they've all explained, and that's what's so scary here, folks. This is known stuff in literature. This has been the common cold has been studied more than anything. We always know you can't get a cure with a common cold because there's millions of them over time. Okay, thousands at any one time. So you can't ever get the RNA of that because it's too varied. But you can attack the protein shell. Except, again, I keep harping on this, folks. You got to warn your friends and family. that protein's all over your body. Oh, like your ovaries and your testicles and your brain and your heart and your lungs, anywhere you've got fast-growing cells and a bunch of other things. So here he is. Then I'll go back to the clip from Dr. David L.V. Bauer 3 weeks ago that we harped on, where he's giggling and laughing, and he's in charge of the whole British government project. He's not British. Testing what's happened to vaccinated people with these mRNA, and he says it destroys your immune system, and that basically after 6 months you have no immune system. I mean, this is incredible. So people said, oh, that's your interpretation of that. No, we have the damn studies. I spent hours reading Dr. David L.V. Bauer's British government-backed number one bioweapon lab in the world report. I got really bloodshot eyes reading. I spent, it doesn't matter. That's why I get so frustrated, folks. This is open and shut. Like, if I walk up and shoot you in the head with a 12-gauge shotgun, your brains are on the wall. That's science. That's kinetic energy, okay? This stuff is science. They're growing damn protein crystals in us. They're giving us artificial mad cow, and I am just beyond pissed here. It's not normal to just sit here and calmly talk about this, so stop apologizing when you get pissed. I think we should be damn pissed. In fact, I don't think we're pissed enough. So here's the inventor who they're trying to censor off the Internet, who is only hurting his own technology. He explains that. He goes, I wish this wasn't being misused. But you could not get a more credible damn person. Here's Dr. Robert Malone.
What you heard Fauci say is the nasal titers are the same in vaccine recipients and unvaccinated. That's that's selective disclosure, apparently. Nasal titers are a very poor indicator, as opposed to blood-based titers of infectious virus. What NBC News dropped yesterday was the statement sourced from an unnamed government official that the titers in the vaccinated are actually higher than in the unvaccinated. What does this mean, and why do you suddenly see this kind of frantic scramble? This is precisely what one would see if antibody-dependent enhancement was happening. What is antibody-dependent enhancement? Briefly, it's that the vaccine causes the virus to become more infectious than would happen in the absence of vaccination, would cause the virus to replicate at higher levels than in the absence of infection. This is the vaccinologist's worst nightmare. It happened with the respiratory syncytial virus and in the 60s and caused more child deaths in vaccine recipients than unvaccinated. It happened with Dengvaxio, the dengue vaccine. And it's happened with virtually every other coronavirus vaccine development program, certainly in humans, known in history. And it's what the vaccinologists like myself have been warning about.
Okay, so, and the full clip's up on InfoWars.com. It's like an hour-long interview. I really want to get Robert Malone, at least on the War Room. You know, my show's too hot to handle because we're such trailblazers way out ahead of everybody. You notice what he just said? He said every other coronavirus vaccine has done this. It's the holy grail, folks, to cure the common cold. If they had a shot that would do it, I would take it. They have studied it everywhere. Fauci funded himself. I've read at least 20 of them, okay, so my eyes bleed. But the UT one is a U.S. government initiative. U.S. government initiative project at more than seven universities based out of the University of Texas at Austin. And they found that University of Texas at Galveston, excuse me, they said, I know, folks, I got hundreds of topics to cover. I keep repeating this. Because you understand, they knew. That's what he just said. He said every other coronavirus vaccine has done this. That's the cold virus. You cannot do it. When you do it, this happens, and it causes the body to grow them. So now, I told you last year the numbers were not up on death. And I told you I went and checked the numbers. The numbers were not up. The most of the people that they said were sick with COVID had something else. Well, let me give you the newsflash. Everyone I know has COVID now. I mean, when I say that, I mean everybody I talk to, people all around me, now actually have.
And I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Will do. And so I know people now that go into medical doctors And they go, oh, we're not going to do a COVID test on you. That's because right now they don't want high numbers. Then in the fall, they're going to start testing again, but not with the PCR test, with all these other tests, and then jack the numbers up. But they want to say it's low right now because, quote, people are being vaccinated. But the truth is we know that actually the number of deaths and people that have COVID-like symptoms are skyrocketing. But it's not COVID as you would think of it, the supposed virus. It is what's been caused by the vaccine. It's really a genetic engineering compound that reprograms your cells to make poisonous prions. Now, normally, what we know about spongiform encephalopathy, remember back in the 90s, they made them kill most of the cows and sheep in the UK. They were feeding what they called offal to the sheep and cows. You're not supposed to do that. Sheep and cows have three stomachs. They don't eat meat. They are not omnivores. They're not carnivores. They are vegetarians. They're herbivores. And so they would feed them ground up dead dogs, dead cats, everything from the veterinarians, dead cows, dead sheep, dead everything, dead horses. Mix it into a protein slurry, mix that in with grain and other things, corn, and then they would feed that offal to the cows, and it would grow in that offal. It would grow mainly from the bone tissue and other areas, protein crystals, and then when humans would eat that, it would pass through the stomach wall, intestine wall, get into the blood, and then it would get through the blood-brain barrier and begin growing. These crystal cultures in the brain. Now, these protein crystals are almost identical to the spike protein. So this is a very toxic thing, and this is all on record, and it was predicted, and it was known. So you just heard the inventor of mRNA technology. He holds the major patents on it. He's a vaccine advocate that were done cleanly and properly and heavily tested. So that's a real science. But he says mRNA is not good applied to this. He says all the studies we did in rats killed them. Okay? It killed them. He said it causes the body to just start producing the protein of the virus, and it kills him. He says in every study. That's why he said a year plus ago, he goes, don't do this. This doesn't work. Everybody knows this. This is like, again, don't jump off a cliff without a parachute. You're going to break your neck or you're going to break your legs. I mean, this is one-on-one, folks. So we have that. Now we have Dr. David L.B. Bauer, who runs the big U.K. top weapons facility, number one bioweapons lab in the world, the biggest, the top one that we know of. It's the biggest public one. Here he is 2 weeks ago going, oh, yeah, once you take these vaccines, the Pfizer shot, you're going to have to keep taking them later because it stops working in a few months. Well, that's exactly what Dr. Robert Malone just said. And so, and then your body starts producing. So this is very, very, very serious. I'm not the scientist. These are the scientists. The ones for this stuff are admitting it to you. I mean, this is 12 monkey type stuff. So here's Dr. David L.V. Bauer.
So the key message from our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be, and the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be. So that's telling us that we're probably going to be needing to prioritize boosters for older and more vulnerable people coming up soon, especially if this new variant spreads.
And people said, oh, that can't be true. He misspoke. And then Trudeau announced, oh, we're going to give you two shots a year for the rest of your life. And started laughing at people because it destroys your immune system. Now, here's Dr. David Martin, who, by the way, a few weeks ago I had him scheduled on the show. He's a great guy, really good at math, really good at corporate stuff, a huge author, one of the most important people out there fighting tyranny right now. I had some family stuff going on, and I thought I wasn't going to be able to do the second hour. And then that family thing cleared up, and I canceled the interview with him. And I really apologize. I want to get him back on the air. Here he is, and he's got all the math, all the background, all the medical information. But more importantly, he's an expert in finance. He runs some big funds and things, very successful ones. You know, they're on the top 100 on CNBC. He goes into the documents, how they pre-planned all this with the COVID rollout with the vaccines to make profit. Now he has a smoking gun. And so one way or the other, go find his interviews out there because they are absolutely critical. And even if he can't come on the show because I didn't have him on, I'm still going to put a compilation of the stuff he's saying together in Aaron because all I care about is getting the information out. In fact, crew, just start for the next few days a big compilation of his latest information. Let's do a whole hour, even if he can't join us, because he's just doing amazing work. Here is just part of what the Dr. David Martin just said recently.
That is not necessarily a bestseller, but we publish an intelligence briefing on every violation of the biological and chemical weapons treaties that people have signed around the world. And it's a phone book that tells you where and who and who's funding. And so for us, it wasn't hard to figure out that this was not a public health crisis. This was an opportunistic marketing campaign to address a stated objective. And that's why this is Occam's razor. It's the easiest thing to describe because they're the ones that said it. And the Occam's razor reality is they said they needed to get the public to accept a pan-coronavirus vaccine countermeasure. And they needed the media to create the hype and investors would follow where they see profit. You do not have anything else you need to rely on to explain the events of the last 20 months than the actual statement of the actual perpetrator. And I don't do the navel-gazing exercise of going in to try to understand whether there were mommy issues behind a bank robber. If they're holding a bag of money outside of a bank, I actually make the crazy assumption that maybe they're a bank robber. Similarly, if I have somebody who says we need to use the media to hype a medical countermeasure, which is in fact the injection of a synthetic recombinant chimeric protein developed off of a computer simulation, if I'm actually going to listen to the motivation for why that might be being done, I will listen to the person doing the manipulation who says investors will follow where they see profit. I don't need more explanation.
Me neither.
And the illusion that we continue to unfortunately see very well-meaning people get trapped in is conversations about whether we're having a vaccine for a virus. The fact of the matter is we're not. We are injecting a spike protein mRNA sequence, which is a computer simulation. It's not derived from nature. It's a computer simulation of a sequence which has been known and patented for years. And what we know is that that sequence, as reported, is reported across things like, you know, the very reliable phone conversations that took place between Moderna and the Vaccine Research Center by self-report, where, I don't know, if you were on a phone call and you heard ATTCCGGTTCCGABBB, you know, is there any chance you might get a letter, a vowel, or a consonant dropped here or there? The ludicrous nature of the story.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Alex Jones. He'll be taking over the war room here in about 10 minutes. But I want to finish up the clip with Dr. David Martin, because what he gets into is Dr. Peter Daszak and these funding groups and Bill and Melinda Gates and Fauci, and how they went and were developing vaccines for these chimeric viruses at the Wuhan lab and gave the order to start producing basically the COVID-19 vaccine in December of 2019, months before it was even announced. And yet Peter Daszak saying, oh, we in 2019 saying, oh, you know, we're merging all these viruses to create a super vaccine. Again, when they'd already studied all these and knew they didn't work, in fact, made people sick. So this is all a big giant test with the media, the corporations, and big tech to see if they can get away with killing a bunch of people. And I'm going to talk about the ventilators here in closing with Owen in just a moment, but finishing up with that short clip of Dr. David Martin.
mRNA sequence, which is a computer simulation. It's not derived from nature. It's a computer simulation of a sequence which has been known and patented for years. And what we know is that that sequence, as reported, is reported across things like, you know, the very reliable phone conversations that took place between Moderna and the Vaccine Research Center by self-report, where, I don't know, if you were on a phone call and you heard ATTCCGGTTCCGABBB, you know, is there any chance you might get a letter, a vowel or a consonant dropped here or there? The ludicrous nature of the story that this is somehow prophylactic or preventative flies in the face of 100% of the evidence, because the evidence makes it abundantly clear that there has been no effort by any pharmaceutical company to combat the virus. This is about getting people injected with the known to be harmful S1 spike protein. So the cover story is that if you get an expression of a spike protein, you're going to have some sort of general symptomatic relief. But the fact of the matter is, there has never been an intent to vaccinate a population as defined by the vaccination universe. And it's important. I mean, let's review just for the record. When Anthony Fauci tried desperately to get some of his, quote, synthetic RNA vaccines published, he had his own patents rejected by the patent office.
That's right. So 20 years of attempts to roll out mRNA technology has now been basically forced through outside of law and outside of regulatory agencies. So that's why the FDA has still not come out and approved this as a authorized study shot, because it hasn't been. And they will fully destroy themselves and sign themselves on to this if they've done it. So this is multinational corporations through the UN, through big tech and the Chinese, scaring us and forcing this all through. And I'm going to just tell the story briefly and then get Owen Schroyer's take on it. Since I've been on the road and to try to take off some time and get a lot of phone calls done and do a little bit of fishing, a little bit of hiking and, you know, being a good boy, not eating like a pig, not drinking, I have had three people on the street walk up to me and say, they took my brother, they took my sister, they took my mom, they took my dad. You know, they took him, my cousin, and they just went in with a cold. They were fine. They said, hey, sign this form. We're going to intubate you. And, of course, they weren't a medical doctor. They'd have a lawyer there with them. They trust their doctor. And they put a tube down your throat, even though they say if you have COVID, you shouldn't even do that. Turns out over half the people in the U.K., that they said died of COVID, of course, didn't. It was something else. Turns out over half the people, the U.K.'s put numbers out, the U.S. isn't, were falsely tested for it, or was done after they were admitted, and it turns out it was fake. I mean, they admit the PCR test is 94% fraudulent, and that's when it's set up right. So, again, this is just a giant exercise in fraud. And then I'm out fishing yesterday, and I'm sitting there, and the guy looks at me and goes, so you are Alex Jones? He goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, I've seen some of your stuff. He goes, my cousin's basically 2 years older than me. He had a sore throat. He goes into the clinic. They don't even do a test. I say, let me guess. I said, the city hospital. He goes, yeah. And then he goes in. They signed the form because he believes them that they want to intubate him, even though he was just coughing up some green stuff. Didn't offer antibiotics. Didn't offer steroids. Didn't offer, you know, drain fluid off the lung, nothing. He was not having trouble breathing. He signs a form. They put him in a coma so he won't fight. Like, he was dead 2 days later. And, again, I can't even go out on a lake and fish. Because that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's all around us. And, again, there are all these mystery illnesses now. Death rates are way up this year, as I predicted. Last year, it was a normal level. No, this fall, this winter, this shedding, it's going to be devastating, I believe. And they're going to blame the non-vaccinated, except now, because there's still real scientists that's coming out, that it's the unvaccinated who actually aren't sick, and it's the vaccinated that are sick getting others sick. So, and I don't see how they square this up. I mean, now they're going to use the Australian military to enforce lockdowns, and now they're talking about forced inoculations there. That's the beta test, Australia and the U.K. This is all globalist U.K., British Empire, Cecil Rhodes, eugenics crap. You know, Prince Philip, Prince Charles says, come back as a virus to kill the public. Well, they've come back with a virus. That's the pretext to kill us with the vaccines. And if they can't get the majority to take the vaccines, what are they going to do when those that took it are dying and those that took it are sterilized and we're all healthy? Well, that's when they develop something that sheds onto us. So, but like you said, Owen, the wheels are coming off. I don't know how they're going to cover this up or what they're going to do. This is just insane, Owen.
Well, and perhaps the most insane part of it is you'd think that all humans would be in this together, and that's why we have to recognize and accept this crazy reality now. Like you said earlier, these are just meat bags possessed by Satan. These are just demonically possessed meat bags hopping around, telling you to wear a mask, telling you to take the vaccine. And you can't even sit here with basic common sense to say, hey, look, man, you've been vaccinated. Why do I need to be vaccinated? Hey, man, you're wearing your mask. Why don't you feel it protects you? Because in that denial, they're admitting they know the vaccine doesn't work. They're admitting they know the mask doesn't work. They're admitting they know this is a giant social experiment.
And Owen, you're absolutely right. And some of them are basically turned over to evil. Others believe in virtue signaling because they believe emotion is reality. They believe perception is reality, which it isn't. So when they reflect that they're good and they're virtuous, they are believing the fantasy, just like Michael Rappaport. The question is, how do we separate people from the demons, from those that are in the simulation, and believe virtue signaling is actually real? You see what I'm saying?
Well, the challenge, I think, is just one that we have to give to God. I don't think that our humanly flesh and soul can even do that. I think that we have to give that to God and just ask for serenity and just go about our lives and realize that there's going to be people that can't be saved and don't want to be saved and maybe perhaps were never meant to be saved. And you look at the situation, like you said, with Michael Rappaport, there's a guy who looked like he was amongst the worst of the establishment hacks, amongst the worst of the liberal leftist liars. But now even he's kind of having this realization like, wait a second, I was lied to about the vaccine. I was lied to about the notions with this vaccine. And in that process, can his mind be open? And for all the others that may be in the similar situation as Michael Rappaport, can their minds be open? And then they realize, hey, wait a second. If they lied to me about the vaccine, what else have they lied to me about? Did they lie to That's me right. about COVID? Did they lie to me about Trump? Did they lie to me about the election? Did they lie to me about this? And maybe that's their awakening process if it's
That's
possible.
Right. And the only way they can get away with this is gaslighting everybody and shutting us down and silencing us. But that has failed. That's why the listeners are incredible. They are the tip of the spear. Share this live link. Once this show is archived, go to band.video or freeworldnews.tv, folks, and keep sharing all over the place because we've been vindicated, you've been vindicated, and please tell folks to in the war room coming up 3 to 6 p.m. because I know you're all informed listeners. You're awesome. We love you. We appreciate you. Now you've got to share this, the live feeds, the archives, and thank you for your financial support. That's how you keep us on air. That's how you allow us to stay in the fight. It's the very same people that have bankrupted Remington and others. Your prayers are so essential. You have a few more days until Sunday, and then I promise the sale has to end for 10% off my quality horrible food that's ready to ship to you right now. I take advantage of that. InfoWarsStore.com sold out of the spray bottles, X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That's so good for your brain and your stamina, but more importantly, your immune system. So many folks are deficient in that. It is in the dripper bottle at 40% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very soon. And like you said, we have the multivitamin. We have the vitamin D3 and zinc gummies. We have the vitamin C, 1,100 times the daily allowance that Linus Pauling recommended, the Nobel Prize winner. For everything that's going on, protect your body with what God gave us and also pray and get your soul ready because this is just an incredible setup that's designed to get worse and worse and worse. The globalists have initiated this operation. They're not going to get away with it, but at the same time, it's going to be very, very, very rough. So great job, Owen. Great job with the crew. And Owen will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, hosting the show. And Lord willing, I'll be up today. As I said, this information for we can't get into the value, so please help folks tune in the war room right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.